since you'll stay, heavy breathing, change life. It's the Pedestrians with Stay the Night. Before that, Jimmy Nevis with FBA as we go 20 minutes before 11 o'clock. Now, World Thyroid Day is tomorrow, the 25th of May, and it's dedicated to the recognition of the thyroid disease burden. Those who are affected, as well as all professionals who are committed to the international study and treatment of thyroid illnesses. And that's what we're talking about today on today's installment of Wellness Wednesday.
This is Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.
And joining me to discuss the topic of thyroid cancer is specialist surgeon at Upfolstead Hussein and Associates, Dr. Fatima Hussein. Welcome to Good Up FM.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
It's so good to be chatting to you today. We're talking about thyroid cancer, but before we talk about that, doctor, please, can you tell us exactly what is thyroid, where is it located, and what is the function of it in the human body?
So the thyroid is a little gland that sits in the neck. It sits in front of your breathing pipe, your windpipe, or in some people call it the trachea. And it looks like a little butterfly, and it produces thyroid hormone. And this thyroid hormone is actually responsible for all the metabolic functions that happen in your body, like growth, muscle function, brain function and development, and very important for maintaining bone health.
And how prominent is thyroid cancer in South Africa?
It's actually not very prevalent. It's actually it's a rare type of cancer. In 2020, it was described as the 20th most prevalent cancer, which is means it's very uncommon.
Okay.
And actually, there were only about 1,300 cases that were reported in 2020. But given its function, it is a very important thing to diagnose and to treat. And it's an extremely treatable cancer, so we like to diagnose it as soon as possible so we can offer treatment as soon as possible.
And doctor, what are some of the symptoms of thyroid cancer?
So symptoms, usually it's actually asymptomatic, so most patients won't even know they have it. But it can sometimes feel like a lump or a tightness in the neck. Patients can feel like they have difficulty breathing or difficulty swallowing. There can be some voice changes. The smoker's voice, when you have a really bad cold, they have the hoarseness. But if that is it's persistent, then that is something that we need to worry about. Patients should actually have themselves checked out. And very rarely it can present as pain in the neck or pain in the throat that is persistent.
And how is it treated? Is it treatable?
Yes, it's extremely, extremely treatable.
That's awesome.
It's one of the nicest cancers actually to have because it's really treatable. So if it's the first part of treatment is generally a surgery, so we remove the thyroid gland if it is involved in a cancer, and if there is any spread of the cancer into other organs, then we give the patient something called radioactive iodine, and that sounds much worse than it is, but it's actually not nearly as bad as it sounds. It's a little tablet that a patient swallows on a once-off basis. So it's not like a chronic treatment that they're getting their veins or something along those lines. There's no hair loss and not a lot of nausea. It doesn't really cause many symptoms or side effects in terms of radioactive iodine. So it's actually one of those chemotherapeutic treatments, if you want to call it that, that is extremely well tolerated.
And you said earlier on that it is not very prevalent in South Africa, but should you have those symptoms, or rather before you have those symptoms, can it be prevented?
To a certain degree, if a person has risk factors for developing thyroid cancer, or family history of thyroid cancers or certain genetic predispositions, then we often offer those patients screening. But there are certain things that we can, adjust in terms of our lifestyle, but eating a healthy diet that that's more rich in iodine, not too much iodine, also everything in moderation, and just having a better lifestyle, avoiding obesity, not smoking, a good, well-balanced diet, exercise, all of those things reduce your risk of not just thyroid cancer, but other cancers as well.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. Fatima Hussain, for shedding some light on thyroid cancer. I think a lot of people are unaware of what the thyroid is, let alone thyroid cancer. So we really appreciate you shedding some light on the topic. It really was quite interesting.
Yeah, most welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
It is a pleasure. There we go. Dr. Fatima Hussain, a specialist surgeon with an interest in breast, thyroid, and parathyroid health management. Her medical practice is dedicated to managing breast and thyroid health for patients in Southern Africa. Today we were talking about thyroid cancer, not very prevalent in South Africa, but World Thyroid Day is taking place tomorrow, the 25th of May, a day that is dedicated to the recognition of the thyroid disease burden, as well as those who are affected, as well as the professionals who are committed to the international study and treatment of thyroid illness.
Wellness Wednesday on The Morning Show.
Only on Good Hope FM.
Actually, we actually use cell phone number.
No, and stop it then.
No, let's see how much they listen. Oh, wait.
Stop it!
Oh my word, someone's phoning me.
What?
Someone's phoning me, should I answer? I'm not even lying.